Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
On April 8, 1994, as Rwandan extremists were launching a bloody campaign of ethnic cleansing, the nation's prime minister went to a radio station in the capital, Kigali, hoping to broadcast a call for public calm and reconciliation. But the message was never delivered, because the station had been seized by the Presidential Guard, an elite unit of the Rwandan army commanded by Protais Mpiranya. The next day, the prime minister was killed by members of the guard, along with 10 Belgian peacekeepers detailed as her bodyguard. The killings raged for more than 100 days, and the guard was a major driving force. An international criminal tribunal for Rwanda was established to call into account those former military and government officials responsible for the genocide, but Mr. Mpiranya and many others fled and remain at large. He is wanted for taking part in genocide, crimes against humanity, and war crimes. Recent news reports from Zimbabwe say he was seen in that country as recently as 2008, and the government there is seeking information leading to his whereabouts or capture. The United States is cooperating with other governments, the United Nations and ICTR, to make it harder for Mr. Mpiranya and others to continue to elude justice. Toward that end, the U.S. has renewed an offer of a reward of up to $5 million for information leading to his arrest. He may also be using aliases Teofaz Mahuku or James Kakule. He is believed to be involved in business activities and said to be very mobile. If you or anyone you know has information on his activities and whereabouts, it can be provided with complete confidentiality. You may contact the nearest U.S. embassy, or within the DRC, you can call 081-715-2501, and internationally, 243-81-715-2501. Also by email at rewardsforjusticedrc@yahoo.com, or on the internet at www.rewardsforjustice.net/warcrimes. The U.S. guarantees that all reports will be investigated and the identity of all informants will be kept confidential. If appropriate, the U.S. is prepared to protect informants by relocating them.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.